I am here with the footy professor, apparently, otherwise known as...
Dave Yates.
So in front of me on a table, we've got lots of, I guess, old-fashioned football kits. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're here to talk about today?
Yeah, today we're participating in the Culture Shots experience this week. So what I've brought along here are a few items from what we call the handling collection, which is stuff, kits, old balls, boots that people are able to dress up in and experience what football kits were like down the ages. I mean, this is just a small selection of it.
So the kit in front of us, which obviously I'll describe, given that this is audio, is kind of like white, a little like cotton...
Knickerbockers.
And a knitted jumper that looks like something my gran would have knitted. So was this a child's or was this an adult's?
These are, to be honest, just replicas of what football shirts would have looked like in the 1800s and 1890s, when everything was knitted. They were made out of wool because that was basically the main fabric that they had. Of course, as the Industrial Revolution came along and the dark satanic mills, King Cotton in Manchester, then by the 1900s the shirts had been made out of cotton, but very heavy cotton, not the light cotton that we wear now.
So not the most comfortable to wear, I would have thought. I mean, especially not if it started raining.
No, they weren't particularly comfortable, whether it was raining or even worse when it was really hot. Because they were, as you'd imagine, just wearing a thick, prickly, woolen thing next to your skin. It wasn't the most comfortable of things.
And the boots themselves look a lot heavier than they are now. What were they made in the UK?
Yes, they were made all out of leather with hard toe caps.
Good Lord.
which is really just hard leather, but they were fashioned as really when the game started. There was nowhere where you bought football kit, where you bought football boots, and they just adapted the work boots basically. Wow. And when a number of firms started to make actual football boots, they still maintained the old-fashioned work boots and had the hard soles. They were all made out of leather, calves leather.
Gosh, so things have changed an incredible amount then in what a relatively short space of time. So the boots that you're holding at the moment,
these are from the 1950s.
Right,
are like the very first pair I had when I started playing football.
Wow, a completely different experience, I would imagine,
playing with these boots and with the balls that were all made out of leather as well. It became a totally different game in the 1960s when the toe cap went and the balls were plastic coated. Because of course there's this sort of not exactly urban myth, but there's this thing about these old leather balls that they used to use as being heavy, and they weren't heavy because the rules about how heavy a football has never changed from the 1890s. But what happened was when you were playing when it was raining and wet, the leather case just used to soak up the water. So in a wet conditions, the ball just got heavier and heavier. And in the end, they were like heading cannonballs.
Really? God.
You did literally see stars sometimes when you headed them.
So you're here today and all week?
I'm here today. I'm in the eye hospital on Wednesday and in the children's hospital on Friday.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.